actually used to work in this very theater as a stagehand. And so I wanted to tell you a little story about that. I was working on a show called The Christmas Carol, based on Charles Dickens. And the main character was Bob Hastine, who was a wonderful man. And if you can think about these sets, their sets are always beautiful. And this one was a two-story thing, and it had snow. And if you remember the Dickens story, the bed plays a really big role. So we had this bed that was on a track, and it used to come from backstage, and it would come out, and there was one scene in which, you know, he'd gone through one of his little adventures, and it was the end of the night, and the bed's got to come flying out, because as he finishes his speech, he's going to climb into the bed. And the director had him stand right in the middle of the track. So I'm backstage. Well, the way this theater magic works, there's a crank backstage, and there's somebody going like this, and that would be me. And we used to put a little piece of yellow tape on the line so that when I saw the yellow tape, the bed would stop. So we had headsets on. They'd cue up the, you know, get ready for the bed, bed out, and I'd start cranking. And I'd look for the little yellow tape, and I'd stop. And he would say his line. He'd get in. The lights would go down, and we would be great. Well, there's about 30 shows that they do for each play. So after a while, the tape would get a little dirty. So there's this one night, and, you know, cue the bed, get ready. I start cranking and thinking, boy, I should have seen the yellow tape by now. Through my headsets, I hear, and I stopped. And I'm thinking, I just killed Bob Pastine. He says his line, he gets in the bed, lights go down. And after the show, he came back to the stage manager's office and he says, you know, I think we might need to work on the bed. Got a little close tonight. And he left, and I replaced the tape every night thereafter.